connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues each and every day. This broadcast, this program is designed around you, our listener. It's the Q&A format. We set the stage, ask the questions, invite you to join in the dialogue and the discussion with the answers. We do so from a central biblicist worldview. That is looking at the events in the world, looking at the events, both political, moral, ethical, social, and biblical, looking at each and every one of the events or the thoughts or the issues from the perspective of what does the Word of God say. God's Word is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and we need to allow it to speak for us as to what we see taking place in society today. We're going to be talking about a subject that right at first sounds unusual, but I believe you'll understand as we travel through this broadcast today. It's not just politics. It's pure evil. It's not just politics. Ladies and gentlemen, we're bombarded every day now with the hype and the rhetoric of each new presidential candidate. Each candidate wannabe president that points out the deficits in our current political system. They're talking about what needs to be done, and they're talking about the fact that we need to fix the current problems. And each presidential candidate and wannabe president will openly tell us that America is broken, that we need to restore it to good health, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, I've not heard any candidate that tells us what they're going to do to fix the problem. They can tell us about the problem, but they don't have the answer to the fix of the problem. Now, our former president, Donald J. Trump, not only talks about the problem, but what he'll do to fix the problem. None of the others are bold enough to talk about what they will do to fix it, because generally speaking, it's not the acceptable, embracing thought that the nation has today. We have a problem that's not just politics. That's the title of an article that I'm looking at. It's not just politics. Let me just read this to set the stage as to where we're going in this broadcast today. Dated May 30th, it's not just about politics. Too many people still believe what we see on the news is politics as usual. It's not. Politics departed a long time ago. What we're witnessing, what we see demonstrated every day, is good versus evil. It certainly isn't liberalism or even what they like to call progressivism. There's nothing progressive about the modern Democratic Party and their rhino supporters. It's as old as time. It is pure evil. Normalizing homosexuality, pushing transgenderism, even celebrating them is not politics. Hospitals operating on children, mutilating them, removing perfectly normal reproductive organs, and creating a full body parts as a pure, is a poor substitute. It is not politics. Further, the article says, observing major corporations getting into politics like never before. It's not mere politics. Watching these same corporations changing their wares to heighten the left's narrative is not politics. Major store chains selling clothing to hide genitalia to enhance the cloaking of actual gender or allow men in women's bathrooms. It's not just politics. Thousands upon thousands of homeless living on the sidewalk in major Democrat cities while allowing hardened criminals to prey on the innocent. It's not politics. Authorizing marketing executives to destroy their brand just to normalize abnormality and then watching other companies follow suit. It's not just politics. Inviting drag queens to display their deviancy to children in public libraries and classrooms and then calling it promoting imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not politics. And the article goes on and on and on about what is happening, and it's not politics. We're going to look at that today from a little more microscopic approach and ask you to join in the dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the truth book. Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, he says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the word of God makes a declaratory statement. Thy word is truth. And in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I remind us, if you're looking for truth, look no further than the truth of the word of God. You'll not find truth in the socialist Marxist media today. You'll not find truth from Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or any of those that are in charge in the Beltway in D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be truthful today. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, truth is sourced out of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. But we find today with the majority, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, their contention is that each person determines their own version of truth. That goes back, ladies and gentlemen, it's not something brand new today. In the book of Judges in the Old Testament, we find everyone was doing that which was right in his own eyes. And we see that taking place today and calling it truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And it was Jan Hus, while being burned at the stake, said, truth shall prevail. And I believe truth will prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, it may not totally prevail in our lifetimes, may not totally prevail as we would see it and would like to have it, but truth will ultimately prevail because truth is God, is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall prevail without any reservation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a beautiful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag Old Glory flying 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole. Based on that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of today. We're talking about it's not just politics. It's pure evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we see these things taking place, and I'm just give a broad brush so that you know where we're headed, and the telephone lines are open. Make your telephone call at any time. We're looking forward to the dialogue and discussion with you today. Love to hear your opinions, your thoughts, your suggestions in relationship to what we're seeing. But when you see a nation that's in awry, as we see America today, when we see a nation as America that was once a nation built on the foundation of the Word of God, once you see America that formerly was the land of the free and the home of the brave, when you see what has happened to America just in the past 3 years, almost three, ladies and gentlemen, under the so-called leadership and guidance of Joe Biden, the one that's the Manchurian candidate becoming the Manchurian president that is illegally seated, in my most humbled opinion, in the Oval Office. When we see Joe Biden making the decisions, it's not Joe Biden making the decisions. There's someone that's ruling America, and it's not Joe Biden. That's very obvious in his decline, his cognitive disability. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very obvious that someone is running the ship other than Joe Biden. We've not elected that person. That person is not even known. That person does not have a name or face. Now, we have all surmised that it's probably George Soros. We probably surmised that it is Barack Hussein Obama in his third term that's being carried out through Joe Biden and a number of other potentialities and possibilities. But one thing is for sure, this nation is in trouble. This nation is not being guided and led out of the Oval Office by a cognitive, ethical, moral individual. And we can just look at what is taking place. I'm looking at an article that says America's way of life is threatened. It's dated June 4th. It's very disturbing, this writer says, to see how fast things are changing in America, and the changes are not for the better. Little by little, our rights are being chipped away at, and no one, not even Republicans included, seems to be willing to take a stand. We've lost so many rights over the last 50 years, it's scary. They do it in such a way as it is not really noticeable. They make it look like it's for good and all, but is rarely good for the people and only good for the powers to be. Further in this massive article, it states this. We're now seeing the government laying the foundation for a monetary system that will allow the government to control what you buy. If you do not want to buy a gas power, if you do not want to buy a gas-powered car, they will not release your funds to do that unless you want to buy an electric car. If they do not want you to buy a home that is over a certain size or that is not in a condo complex, they will not let you have the money to do so. You may say that the government cannot do that. You may say that the government cannot do. Think again. When Social Security first came out, it was voluntary. Then it became mandatory for all workers to be involved. You can watch a short video on that and call the digital bank currency that's coming. We now have a freedom to buy what we want to buy is coming to an end. I do see the government having problems in implementing this governmental takeover of our finances because there will be massive lashback that will occur. And it goes on into details about what is happening, how our Constitution will be eroded and destroyed, and how the way of life in America, as we have known it for generations and generations and generations, is rapidly coming to an end. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about politics. What we see taking place today is pure evil. That's my mantra. That's my position. That's my thoughts. This article further states, we no longer have an educational system that renders our students, at the top of the list with a world-class education. They're third world nations that have better education today than our system. Our enemy's children are learning quantum physics and are learning the proper pronouns and reading porn. Ladies and gentlemen, in other words, this writer says that globally, you have education taking place. In America, we have our students learning proper pronouns and reading pornography. Our enemy's military are learning to kill us, and our military are having drag queen shows. The path leads only to destruction and disaster for the future of America. Ladies and gentlemen, in the text in Proverbs 14:34, Scripture says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Word reproach means dishonor, shame, insult. Righteousness exalts, that means lifts up, glorifies, and sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state of what some would refer to as an enigma, that we seem to be looking at politics to shore up the foundation, looking to political candidates to hopefully find one that will be able to save America. I'm saying that I think we're looking in the wrong direction. We're focused on the wrong thing, and we're going at it in the wrong way if we think that we're somehow, some way, going to effectuate change in America through the political system. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are. I hope you had a wonderful time away.
Yes, sir. Certainly. And I thank and praise God for you and for what you are discussing on this program on today. And I'm very thankful for Conservative Theological University. I would encourage anyone that wants to further their knowledge in the area of anything concerning God and the Bible, amen, to consult Conservative Theological University. Certainly what I had learned down through my time there has certainly increased my appetite for learning the Word of God and for being able to get the message out there. That Dr. Youngblood, I'm very excited because what you're saying on today, we know that what's going on in America, the signs are pointing toward the judgment of God. Yes. However, we as the people of God don't have to panic. We don't have to worry because our redemption draweth nigh. I'm speaking about the rapture on today. I'm very excited about that. For the past few days, the Lord has been waking me up 4 day in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, just to pray and to get before him. And I'm very honored to be able to say that I hear from God on a daily basis. And I thank God for being able to read in his word and to confirm the things that he are showing me when I get ready to, you know, do things that needs to be done as far as reaching his people. I just thank and praise God for that. But I just want to encourage the believers on today, in spite of all the news that we are hearing and the thing that we are experiencing in this country on today, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The Lord is letting us know that the rapture is soon. It's very soon. It's closer than what we really think it is. So it's time for us to look up and pack up, because we are going up in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I like that, Pastor. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Glenn Davis, residing up in Folkestone, Georgia, pastoring there and ministering to people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We had the privilege of working with Pastor Davis for less than 100 years for
Amen.
His theological training. And a week ago Friday, we had the privilege of seeing him walk across the platform receiving his Doctor of Ministry degree. And I'm thankful that we had a part in that, looking forward to what God is going to do in his life. So, Pastor Davis, thank you. Congratulations, first of all, again. And thank you so much for your input. And to continue to preach the truth of the Word of God, standing on the Word and the Word alone. That's the key to
Thank
it.
You so much.
That's what I want our listeners to understand. And by the way, for those that would have an interest in following up with additional theological, doctrinal, biblical training, they may have some credits with other schools that they would like to bring into the university and finish their credits for graduation with an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, depending on the level they have. They can call 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Leave your information for someone in the admissions office to contact you and try to schedule an appointment to review with you what you need to do and what we can do to help you be faithful as God would have you. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. And as you have just so eloquently said, we need to keep looking up. I like your look up, pack up, and be ready to lift, be lifted up. And I believe that's what every Christian should do today. Thank you so
Amen.
Much for your
Amen.
Call. God bless you.
Thank
have
you
a good
so
day. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. 831-0917. We're talking about today. It's not just politics. It's pure evil. And what we see taking place comes under the guise of the banner and at the auspices, what we would call the political agenda today. But it's far more than just a political agenda today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's devolved into absolute pure evil. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between the Savior and Satan. I'm looking at an article that says this, and I touch on this simply because we've all seen it, we've all recognized it, and yet there's a hush among many today to say anything about Joe Biden and his capability of continuing to serve as president. By the way, I still go back to my mantra. He is an illegally seated, unelected, in a stolen office position called president. If you believe that the 2020 and the 2022 elections were legal, then I'd love to have you point out some proof positive that you have for that. I'd love to be able to hear somebody. And by the way, I just listened to one of the talking heads on CNN just last evening interviewing Nikki Haley as one of the pop-up candidates for the office of president. She was very eloquent in saying how America's broken. She doesn't have any answer as to how to fix it. But the one that was interviewing her made mention of the fact that with the Trump administration and even President Trump, former President Trump today, he claims that the election was stolen. This talking head from CNN brought that up to Nikki Haley, wanted her to affirm that the election was not stolen. And she tiptoed around it, was afraid to make a clear statement on what needs to be done and how to fix the problem. And the talking head from CNN said that over 60 cases, court cases, validated the fact that the election wasn't stolen. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, it was about 63. But not one of those 63 cases was even heard in an open court. The judges summarily dismissed each of the cases, 63 of them. So you can't say, don't you go away saying that, well, they had 63 court cases and the courts disagreed, the election was not stolen. The judges, the courts, the juries never heard the cases, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that says, cognitively, physically, and ethically unfit for the president of the United States, Joe Biden. Speaking of Joe Biden, this writer in five pages says he is cognitively, physically, and ethically unfit to be the president of the United States of America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can go back to some of these Let's Face the Issue broadcasts, going back to the time when the election was taking place, and I made the statement several, in fact, dozens and dozens of times, that Joe Biden was cognitively unfit to be president, ethically and morally unfit to be president. And that's being said today by others. This article, in fact, says this, breaking down to about halfway point in the first page of this article. Last week, during the commencement speech at the Air Force Academy near my home, 80-year-old Joe Biden, Democrat, Delaware, suffering from Alzheimer's disease or some other form of dementia, with growing physical and cognitive decline, tripped on the stage before falling into the wooden planks near the podium. Horrified aides hauled him back to his feet before guiding him back to his seat. The 900 graduating Air Force cadets gasped as their commander-in-chief read the entire speech from a teleprompter that at the end, the teleprompter told him to exit the podium and go left from the stage. With his body and mind failing, Joe Biden continues to stagger forward in each day, not knowing the day of the week that he's in. And then they break it down. The big question, why was Biden's wife and those aides, along with the entire mainstream media, covering the fact that the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, is totally unfit for the office of presidency? He's a danger to himself. He's a danger to our country. He's a danger to the future of America. Another peril stems from the fact that someone is running this country, making huge decisions that affect all of us, and we didn't elect them. Don't know who they are or what their intentions are. Further in the article, it says, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say it again. This man is not fit mentally, physically, to be the president. It's a bad situation for our nation to be in. Then he breaks his argument down to physically, ethically, and morally being unfit, unfit in each and every category. And I'll just read a blurb of one about his physical condition. He looks like a walking cadaver. He shakes hands with air after his speech. He must be physically guided at the White House functions and foreign summits. He nearly looks nearly took a nosedive down a flight of concrete steps at the G7 summit. He embarrasses himself and our country every time he speaks. Then ethically it says, Joe Biden lied. He cheated. He deceived everyone during his entire lifetime. He didn't want his children to be bussed into a racial jungle, also known as integrated schools back in the 70s. He voted against the civil rights back for the blacks. He lied about the college degree, his college degree. He plagiarized through his career. He put his hands on and sniffed little girls' hair in front of cameras for decades now. And then it goes on with his ethics and values and talks about what he has been able to steal. And he is not ethically qualified to be president because the Biden family cabal and what they have sold America for. And right now, he can't stand up against China or any other adversarial nation because he's taken bribes from them. They own him. And this article goes into great detail about that. This article says, Biden stands in violation of Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. He also violates the U.S. Code in Section 1324 in that he won't enforce our laws. These are impeachable offenses. He likes the ethics. He has overwhelmed our schools, our hospitals, our cities. We're seeing San Francisco, L.A., Portland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it talks about the condition in our nation that has deteriorated rapidly under the Biden administration and what he is doing. Ladies and gentlemen, the main thing we can focus on, all of these things, we can focus on the military depletion. We can focus on what's happening economically. We can focus on what's taking place in our nation today from the standpoint of the fuel famine, the food famine, and the financial famine. Ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about all of those things. We can talk about the fact that we've entered into the precursor of the Third World War, being where Russia and America is in a battle fought out on the soil of Ukraine. We can talk about all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to understand today is morally, ethically, spiritually, biblically, we're depleted, we're bankrupt as a nation, and it's as a result of the Biden administration and the immoral, ungodly, unholy things that he is pushing. I'm looking at an article that maybe states it a little bit better in relationship to Biden and his leadership. The country has fallen, and it can't get up. Earlier this week, Commander-in-Chief gave the commencement address at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony. Normally, the senior class of cadets would be honored to hear their commander speak to them. His speech was an utter embarrassment. He had to have left their academy home wondering if they made a four-year-long mistake. President Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, you remember that, stumbled, fumbled, and mumbled his way through the most incoherent fashion. His dementia, addled brain, was full display. It's a wonder his sign language interpreter didn't have to get rushed to the emergency room, trying to sign gibberish, most maddening as he spoke. How must a junior officer feel after hearing the commander-in-chief ramble about the biggest threats that America has is climate change and non-diversity and such nonsense? This article says, wow, what existential threat. It sure hope their diversity training pays off. Then, as if the thrillingly garbled, stupidly laced, and boring speech wasn't enough, the president proceeded to trip and fall flat on his face on the stage that everyone could see, including the national television audience. And now he pointed to something that's supposed to have made him fall, and this writer says, word is that Merrick Garland is preparing to indict the hapless sandbag that made him fall. Nothing gets past Merrick Garland. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that we're making today on this broadcast, it's not just politics. It is sheer evil that we're faced with in our nation that's destroying the morals and the ethics and the values. The warp and the woof of our nation is at stake. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue to face the issues right after the news.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In a move that could drive prices at the gas pump higher, the Saudis have announced plans to cut oil output by 1 million barrels a day starting next month. Saudi Arabia welcoming Venezuelan President Maduro on an official state visit. The Saudis reaching out to another U.S. foe as the oil-rich kingdom engages in a flurry of diplomacy. There's been no direct response from Ukraine to Russian claims that it repulsed a Ukrainian attack in the occupied Donetsk region. Ukraine will only say that there have been almost 30 military skirmishes in Donetsk and Luhansk. Investigators trying to figure out why a light plane flew into restricted airspace over Washington yesterday. A military fighter jet pursued the plane into Virginia, where it crashed in a mountainous area, and there were no survivors. Wall Street, the Dow down 86 points. More details, SRNnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe should grasp the attention and grip the focus of each and every one of us, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. It's not just politics, it's pure evil. We're talking about that today. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into that subject matter again, let me remind you, lest I forget it, our new worship time, First Conservative Baptist Church. We've had our worship schedule for Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. for many, 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 many years. We've recently changed that. Starting this Sunday, our worship will be at 10:30 a.m., not 10:45. It's a 15-minute differentiation. And so if you get here at 10:45, you're 15 minutes late. But worship starts at 10:30. Of course, the Bible study hour starts at 9:30. Worship at 10:30. That's at First Conservative Baptist Church. We look forward to having you with us. We're looking forward to the dialogue and discussion we can have on the broadcast each day. Looking forward to having you worship with us. Let me just simply tuck this in. If you're in a church where the pastor is, fearful to talk about political issues, or what is called political issues, fearful to talk about elections, doesn't want to talk about the issues that face our country today, and is afraid to do so to warn the sheep, to warn the flock of what's happening, find a church where you can be comfortable, where the word of God is preached and where it is done without fear and without favor. We say that we do that. We do expository preaching, looking at verse by verse and chapter by chapter in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, and through the presentation of the word, applying it as it fits based on current events and what is happening. So we invite you to come 10:30 Sunday morning, First Conservative Baptist Church, right here in the heart of Mandarin. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Comment. You talk about good versus evil, which is correct. I would also say it like this. It is the American people against Congress. The American people against the big woke corporations. and the mainstream media. That's how I define the battle. Now, there's my main point here is Trump. He hasn't said anything about the Biden-McCarthy deal. He hasn't said it's a no-good deal. Well, Trump endorsed McCarthy. So that deal we have right now is Trump's deal. He's to be blamed for everything going wrong right now. I support him for president. I want DeSantis to be my governor, not my president.
Yes.
But Trump should have put down or said the deal is no good. He hasn't done it. His own son doesn't like the deal. DeSantis doesn't like the deal. And many other really good conservatives don't like the deal. So please, Trump, wake up, acknowledge that you made a big mistake, and I am losing confidence in Trump for his not speaking out. Now, in addition to that, we have the all the other candidates who are running for president. Well, not a single one of them has said that the election was stolen in 2020.
They're afraid
to. Unless you fix that, there can never be an honest election. So we'll keep electing Democrats and rhinos. So what is the use in voting? And we have no choice. Now, again, I am disappointed in Trump, but I give him the edge. I'll call Trump the lesser evil because all the other guys have not the guts to say the election was stolen.
Absolutely. And Derby, I touched on that but didn't go into details when the CNN commentator was interviewing Nikki Haley on the television broadcast last evening or yesterday. It was amazing because they tried and tried and tried to get her to say the election was stolen. She tiptoed around it, did not want to admit that it was stolen. But you and I both and multitudes that's listening by way of this radio broadcast today recognize that we have a candidate that stole the election and seated. And I'm with you. Unless we fix the problem, unless we fix the election system, unless we go back to a paper product where eyes visually count the ballots and make sure they're not stolen, I'd like to just go back to where there's no early voting, where there's no mail-in ballots, unless it's the military that's overseas. Going back to the MacArthur deal with Joe Biden, somebody in an article says, Joe Biden, a man that can't even find his own pants, pulled the wool over the eyes of the Republicans, and it's being touted as a successful deal. But I don't know about you, but I think we both see eye to eye on that, that it's a wicked, wretched deal. It gives the Biden administration, for the balance of his administration, an open cap on unlimited spending without having any need to go back to the Congress for increasing the charge card, if you will.
So I hate to say this, but it should be called the Biden-Trump deal. It is Trump's fault that McCarthy made the deal. So I might have to vote for Trump, but I don't like it at all.
I'm in agreement with you, and I want to see Ron DeSantis remain as governor. What I'm seeing, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos says in the little book of Amos in the Old Testament, but I believe what we're going to see is Ron DeSantis is going to be the causative factor of splitting the state of Florida. I believe right today, 70% of the conservative Republican voters would vote for Donald Trump, 70% plus, and not Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has done a good job as governor. He needs to stay in his seat as governor. Somebody's blowing smoke in his ears, telling him that he can win the race. I don't believe Ron DeSantis can get traction more than about 18 to maybe 23% as far as the voting populace is concerned. As a result of his stepping out of his lane, he is opening the door wide open for a rank liberal to become our next governor in the state of Florida, of which I shudder at the thought of it.
Yes, Janet Nunez is not a conservative, his lieutenant governor. Also, the USA is not Florida. Most of the USA thinks differently from Florida. So
right.
DeSantis could be elected in Florida, yes, but not across the country.
I don't even know, Derby, if DeSantis will carry the state of Florida for the vote for president. I don't believe he can. He's done a good job as governor. He's taken some stands that I am thankful that he's taken. But I'm fearful of where we're going as a result of that. It is my prayer that we can see a change of trajectory that somehow, some way, before the filter down takes place with the actual candidate, that some of these men will wise up and get out of the race. But Derby, I'm with you. One of the things we're talking about, and I think you see that also, is not just politics when you see the moral ethical decay, where you see the sodomite agenda being pushed in our public schools, pushed in the military, pushed in the medical association and by the doctors, and the mutilation of boys and girls and young people. That is not politics. That is pure evil, demonically propelled evil. And so it is my prayer that people will wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Derby, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your spot-on thoughts and relationship to where we're going with this presidential race. And again, I touch on it again for the benefit of our listeners, Derby. We need to fix the election system if we expect to win an election. In fact, I don't know the executive edict that Biden has put out, but there is an executive order that he's put out that supposedly will be able to force every state across the nation into the palm of the hands of the federal government in relationship to the 2024 election. I don't know exactly what that connotes, but that's been discussed on several online articles that I've read. Don't know how that's to be implemented, but it's supposed to be top secret with one of his executive orders to do that. So we need to focus on getting the election apparatus in place corrected. But Derby, thank you so much. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. It's not just politics. It's pure evil when we see things like this. Listen, Teen Magazine vilifies Republican stance on controversial curriculum. In a new article, Teen Vogue reports that black studies are, in fact, for everyone. The subhead actually says, rather than indoctrinating me, it's done the exact opposite. Goes on to say, in fact, indoctrination of the particular way and a very Marxist view is taking place in those studies. We need to take a little step back. Critical studies is not studies on how to criticize. Instead, it's the modern academic phrase meaning to look at everything through a Marxist vision of power structure. Everyone's opposed to the man and even men by capitalists. And this is why we can't have nice things anymore, according to this writer. This is what leads to those ludicrous claims that climate change is because of capitalism, when actually existing socialism was already vastly more polluting, and so on and so on. And all of those claims that we can solve racism, solve climate change, solve inequality, and so on, if only we will kill off the capitalism and the market systems. Ladies and gentlemen, it's pure socialism, and it's being carried out as some climate change or some social studies, et cetera, et cetera. It's under the banner of education. That's pure Marxism, as the writer says. Here's an article that says, school district tells gym teacher to wear gay flags, use preferred pronouns to make the class feel more inclusive. A Colorado school district encouraged its physical educational teacher to don LGBTQ pride gear and use preferred pronouns in an effort to display their support for the LGBTQ community. On March the 8th, a group of Jeffco public school high school teachers were trained on how to make the district PE program even more inclusive, where all the students feel welcome regardless of their race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, according to the presentation obtained by the DCNF through a public records request. Teachers are trained to engage in public visibility by sporting some sort of rainbow flag gear, such as a pin or shirt, or a plan to participate in the pride events and to practice using preferred pronouns. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not politics. That is pure sheer evil. And we see that taking place today across America in our system that is called the educational system. We find today under this present administration, runaway inflation. We find today the high food costs, gas costs, housing prices are off the charts today. We see the focus not on issues that are critical and needful, but Biden administration is focused on forcing the destruction of morals and values and biblical ethics and biblical principles that made America great. Joe Biden's agenda is now focused on the forcing of the LGBTQ agenda in every area of federal government. The sodomite agenda is now the most prioritized agenda and issue that's ever been promulgated out of a presidential office and administration. Ladies and gentlemen, today's Biden administration is to force the mutilization of boys and girls and the transgender craze that he's pushing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's destroying hundreds and thousands of preteens and teenagers, boys and girls. It's a demonic agenda. It's pure evil. It's not a political agenda. There's nothing in what is taking place today that could be considered political other than the fact that it's being carried out by so-called politics. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a demonic agenda. It is an agenda that's going to destroy our nation. Here's a headline article. I'll read this briefly, then we'll take our next caller. Transgender surgery leaves people lonelier, depressed, and desperate. Study by the Transgender Surgery Department chair. The head of a facility that carries out so-called gender-affirming care has published a study confirming that transgender surgeries do not improve mental health and make people feel lonelier than those who avoided the surgical intervention altogether. In the study, the level of life satisfaction in transgender people was not increased in transgender people who had undergone gender-affirming surgery as compared to those that were unoperated on. Our data indicates that transgender and gender-diverse people who have undergone gender reassignment surgery feel lonelier. Their transgender identity people identified people who have not elected to have surgery. The researchers reveal that people who identify as members of the opposite sex experience greater isolation if they played sports, higher loneliness and levels of significantly associated with it, and higher levels of suicide as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're butchering society. We're remaking the mindset in America. We're reaffirming that which is evil and wicked and immoral. And God's word says that it cannot continue without God's intervention with his judgment. That's the thing that most do not seem to recognize. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over to question, comment, please.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I want to ask a question or two. Do they pledge allegiance to the flag anymore in schools?
Many do not. Some do. In fact, it has become an anathema to pledge to the flag because that makes some feel ill at ease. It makes them feel unwelcome. And some just are told that you can just leave the classroom or just stay seated rather than standing and pledging to the flag. It's a mixed bag out there today.
Okay. And the other question is, now, if you go against the Muslim religion, you would be condemned. But you go after Christians. I mean, it's totally almost around the world, especially with the Jews.
Yeah. Well, what you see, Kenneth, is right now we have two major religions. If you call Christianity religion, I don't like to use that interchangeably, but the Jewish religion and the Christian religion are the two most hated religions in the world today. Today, the Christian religion and the Jewish people are being persecuted and prosecuted and put to death. In Nigeria, there is major hundreds of thousands of Christians being martyred for their faith every day. You do not see that on the national news. You don't see it on the local news.
No,
it's not the headline
not.
Of the Florida Times Union or other papers in America. But Christian persecution is taking place in a major fashion across the world. And here in America, it is subtle. We view it as somehow, some way, a battle politically. It is not a political battle. When you talk about the LGBTQ agenda, that's not politics. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth, that's not politics at all. That's pure evil. immoral evil that God is going to judge.
3%.
That's right.
Of the population.
That's right. And yet we have things like Kohl department store. We have Target department stores. We have now Walmart has jumped on the bandwagon, wanted to, how would you say, appease the sodomite lifestyle. And like you said, even if you give the benefit of the doubt, it's not but about 3%. Give the benefit of the doubt, say it's between 3 and 5%. That means 95% of God-fearing families in America are having to be faced with the spit and the slap in the face by Kohl's department store, Target, Walmart, many, many other department stores and major chains in America. And that's not politics. That's pure evil that's taking place. In fact, my recommendation, Kenneth, I don't know if you've been listening recently to the broadcast, but I think that you have. I'm recommending that every store, every place of business that's thumbing their nose at the face of morals, ethics, and values, that's on display selling and encouraging the marketing of the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ material, clothing, and items for what they call Pride Week, boycott that store. Boycott that business. Find a place that you can buy groceries. In fact, Walmart's basically, I've got a stack of articles from, about Walmart's. Walmart's is basically thumbing their nose in the face of the people saying basically that we're big enough, bad enough, and wealthy enough that we don't care what you say. We're going to steal. In fact, they said, regardless of the threat of boycott, regardless of the threat of some people not buying at their stores, we're still going to market these products. And we have, I think it's some 26,000 or 28,000 different items that they're marketing on a nationwide basis for the sodomites in America, celebrating the sodomite month, LGBTQ Pride Month. So, Kenneth, we need to keep praying as Christians.
Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, I found out, I researched it. Target has lost like, what, $1 billion or $2 billion?
They've lost about $12
billion. $12 billion, okay.
$12 billion, yeah. They're in the tank. In fact, they've been downgraded with their financial credit rating. So has Bud Light. So has Kohl's department store and Walmart now headed on the fast track for the same thing. There's a mindset that we don't care what moral, ethical, conservative people say in America. We're going to thumb our nose in God's face, and we're going to dare the people to find another place to do business. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, brother. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. And may I say to you, I think that every child of God listening, every conservative, every patriot listening, get on your handheld device, everybody that you have in your email address book, send them an email, send them a text message saying, boycott Kohl's, boycott Walmart, boycott Target stores, or any of these other stores that thumb their nose in the face of God with the pure evil that they're perpetrating and trying to push down the throats of Americans. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, brother. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's so sad, brother. I mean, it's expected from the people that have no God in their heart, and they have nothing to get strength from. But the so-called Christians, the churches, and the so-called pastors, that they are caving and bowing down to the LG, whatever, the Taliban alphabetical textual community, that's that's not acceptable because we know what the Bible says. We know what our standards are based on God's word. And these people are twisting and bowing down to this community of dictators. This is crazy, brother. Because, you know, I mean, the people that doesn't know the Lord, like Walmart and all of that, you might say, well, you know, they don't have that. But the Christians, this is crazy. And the other example that hit my mind was, remember the baker, the Christian, when he sued for his values?
Jack Phillips.
Everybody attacked him. Everybody went after him. Everybody called him whatever names. Because that's what these sexually confused people is. They want you to bow down. They are like the dictators that they are with social media and everything. But yeah, when it's against them, no. You know, we got the right to do whatever we want. Why don't we let Target and the beer company alone? Why don't we let Kohl's alone? Wait a minute. Why don't you do the same thing when it's a Christian standing for his ground? You see the hypocrisy right there? And the sad thing is the Christian community is bowing down to these people.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, whatever you say, we're going to bow down. I want, thank God, we're not going to be here, you know, when the great revolution happened. You imagine these people, when the Antichrist showed up on earth, they don't have the guts to start now with the Holy Spirit. You imagine what they left behind. They're going to do whatever the Antichrist tells them to do. So this is so sad, brother. So we need to stand our ground, be loving, be mindful of what the Bible says. And we're not supposed to cave into nobody. And I think these people have lost sense of what the Bible says. This is a sad part. The people that doesn't know the Lord because they don't know the truth, because the truth hasn't set them free yet. But the ones that know the truth and they have been set free, they have basis. They have the Bible to stand on. You know what I mean? And don't support these companies. It's just, that's my argument. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on with the Christian community. Very few people, just you and a very other few people speaking against these things. They just bowing down. Whatever they say, we're going to follow. Wait a minute. The Bible is clear. Do not follow the pattern of this world. Whoever follows the pattern of this world becomes an enemy of God. Romans 12, 2, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, they doing the opposite of what God tells us. It is very critical, brother, and we have to stand around and keep seeking the Lord. Thank you. That's why the Bible says many are the called, and few are the ones that are going to walk in the narrow path. And that's what we're seeing. Very few people are standing up for truth.
Yes.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you, Jose, for your input. You're spot on what you're saying. If it were not for the Christians buying in these places of business, shopping in these places of business, they'd have to close the doors. But the Christians continue to do so. I'm looking at another article. It's a change of pace, but it's on the same focus. It says, stop singing. The national anthem rendition by children deemed a protest, dated June the 2nd. A rendition of America's national anthem by a children's choir at the U.S. Capitol was deemed to be protest by the police and stopped just after the words, "In God We Trust," were in the song. An unbelievable case of censorship took place when we esteemed the Russian Brook Children's Choir was silenced by Capitol Police in the middle of singing the national anthem at the United States Capitol, the report said. Despite having prior approval from Congress members, the police deemed their performance as a form of protest, sparking outrage and concern among citizens and lawmakers. But the Star Spangled Banner abruptly was halted on orders of the Capitol Police. According to the police, singing the national anthem could be considered offensive or provoke conflict, according to the reports. When you need a permit to sing your national anthem in your capital, something is wrong, bad, bad, wrong. And ladies and gentlemen, as I've said several times during the course of this broadcast today, it is not politics. It is sheer evil that we're faced with. And I contend that we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I say that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to stand against the evil that is taking place, that's destroying the warp and the woof. That's the actual fabric of our nation. And the scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 11 and verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to understand that we can do something. We can stop spending God's money in our pockets at places like Kohl's and Walmart's and Target and simply say to them, we're not spending God's money in our pockets in your store because you're spitting in the face of God. It seems as though, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push with the big box stores and with the merchandising of sodomite agenda, with the sodomite agenda, seem to be a rush to see who can get to the bottom of the pit first, see who can get the bottom of the garbage pile first. But ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, we need to understand that God's word tells us that in the last days, perilous times will come. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. Jesus said that if the world hates you, hated me, it's going to hate you too. Jesus said, if the world persecuted me, it's going to persecute you also. So as Christians, we're hated and persecuted, but we need not stand and bend and bow to the way of the world. It is evil. It is not political. So we need to stand against this system that is a demonically inspired system in our society today. We need to pray, keep looking up, and asking God to heal our land. And he can do so. But if we continue the direction we're going, he's going to judge America. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.